Last week's 1% hike to the state's transit accommodations tax as part of the Honolulu Rail bailout has raised a couple of issues. One, it has raised hackles at the county level because the county's share of TAT revenue is frozen. And two, people are wondering how much potential revenue from temporary vacation rentals and other sources goes uncollected. HPR's political reporter Wayne Yoshioka has been following the money, as all good reporters must, and he's with us in our studio. Welcome. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, good morning, Chris. Yeah, you know, that's something that really came out loud and clear throughout that special session was that there's a lot of money that's not being collected by transient accommodations tax,
yeah.
And that would be from people like Airbnb and Expedia.com. So I think there was a real awakening among the state and county lawmakers that, hey, you know, why raise the TAT when all you have to do is just go after these people who aren't paying it?
The money's already there. It certainly has stirred, but as you described, it's really has stirred up the bottom of the pond quite a bit. I mean, now that this has happened, there are going to be ongoing discussions of these things because we're really feeling a pinch.
And I think the counties and the state will have to cooperate and come to a solution together, because the county's got to change their basic zoning laws, mm-hmm. and the state has to change the TAT statute. So,
well, let's say you book an Airbnb, not to single them out. There are a couple of other websites where you do that kind of thing. Is there a clear pathway for the state to find out whether or not you've paid tax on that rental?
Well, I think Maui County is trying to do that. And Airbnb for the last two sessions has been saying, it's $60 million, state. You know, just take it. We'll give it to you. But they can't change the statute because Governor Ige vetoed both bills. So it's something that they're going to have to work out. But I think, talking to Maui County Council Chair Mike White, he really brings it to a point where, you know, why raise the TAT when really the money is there? And this is what he said.
There is a significant amount of money that has been left on the table because we're not collecting TAT from the wholesale portion of the rate that we charge the visitors. And it's a huge amount of money. I'm also the general manager of Kaanapali Beach Hotel. In our hotel, if the state would just change the TAT statute to include as being responsible for paying TAT, remarketers or brokers, as well as operators, we would generate taxes that are being missed on approximately 18 to 20% of total hotel revenues. That's a huge number. In just my hotel, if they were to have gotten the law changed, they would have already been receiving more than twice the amount of money that this 1% increase is going to generate. And that's why it gets a little upsetting when we're not looking at where the leakage is before we simply increase the rate.
And that has been estimated to be about $100 million, $60 million from Airbnb and $40 million from places like Expedia.com. So the money's there.
Given that we're a pretty cash-strapped state with a lot more needs than we have funds for, how did so much leakage go unnoticed or unlegislated?
Gee, I don't know why they didn't discover that, but, you know, Airbnb has been saying for 2 years now that, you know, we get $60 million that we could give to the state. And I think that kind of money, we're talking about the Honolulu City and County, they need $100 million to operate and maintain this rail system. Mm-hmm. That would be a good place to get that money from.
What are the chances of for instance, the change in the law that Council Chair White talked about? What are the chances of that happening in the next couple of sessions?
I think they're going to have to really come together because it's not going to be one or the other. They have to change the county zoning laws, and they have to change the TAT statute for all of this to work. So it's going to take a lot of political will.
On both the county and the state level?
Yes, on both levels.
Well, that gets tricky, doesn't it?
Yes, especially since, you know, the dialogue has been, you're taking the county's money. It's not the county's money, but the state legislators are saying the visitors to your county are paying this TAT and not your residents.
Are you seeing a lot of after effects from the session in terms of that added gulf between the neighbor islands and Oahu?
I think it's always existed where the neighbor island lawmakers feel slighted by the big Honolulu-centric legislature.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to take some healing, obviously, but if they can come together on this legislation at the county and the state level, I think the governor would be, you know, amenable to signing this bill to get that money for the counties as well as the state.
Which would mean a lot more, theoretically, mean a lot more TAT revenue.
Right, and it's already there.
And significant revenue, because one of the arguments in favor of the TAT when it was being compared to the general excise tax increase was that that brought us more money now, hence less spent on debt service 20 years down the road, right?
Correct. It's not as big. The TAT is not as big as the GET, but it sure is a sizable amount of money that is cash in hand right now as opposed to, you know, 30 years from now.
And what one of the things we've found out about the rail project, particularly within the last few months, is how much of that figure we're being given, that constantly increasing figure, is debt service.
Yeah, it's something like $22 million in debt service. And if you can bring that down using the TAT, it's a win-win for everybody.
Well, it's certainly, as you said, political will and perhaps a mood of unity that seems to go against the mood that's been set in the last couple of weeks, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully they can, you know, cooperate with each other and really get something done.
Just to add to the confusion, we're talking about a major election year with a lot of people changing their positions, right?
And raising taxes during an election year is not a popular thing to do.
Yeah. Historically has not been very beneficial to office holders at all.
Not at all.
Wayne, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Wayne Yoshioka is HPR's political reporter.